time for more talk now. This is MTN.
I can let that play. Good jam this morning. Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve Gruber here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us this morning. Got a lot to talk about still in the middle of the second hour of the show. One more hour after this. Show's brought to you today by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across the beautiful state of Michigan. DTE, know your own power. And that's one thing that we've been told time and time again by certain members of the science, the climate science community. Know your power, or maybe check your power. And, you know, the discussion about climate change, global warming, whatever you want to call it, has continuously been on the forefront of our politics and our economic outlook. Joining me to talk about something that I guess was a problem among the same type of folks I'm referring to a few decades ago, but that has all changed. Peter Ferrara, senior fellow at the Heartland Institute and senior advisor for entitlement reform and budget policy at the National Tax Limitation Foundation. Peter, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
All right, so I was doing a bit of reading, and from what I understand, and I remember my dad bringing this up to me as well. He, when this whole concept of global warming was brought to the forefront, really by former Vice President Al Gore in his documentaries. I remember my dad saying to me, "Ah, that's a bunch of crap. They were telling us 25 years ago that we were going to enter into a new ice age." And I was seeing some of the stuff that you're putting out there, and it seems like you're saying a lot of the same things.
Well, yes. So from 1350.
Oh, no. I think we lost Peter. We're going to try and get him back on the phone. But basically, we have this article written by Peter. It says, "Sorry, global warming alarmist. The Earth is cooling." Now, I have been told time and time again that 97% of the climate scientists, the experts, if you will, are all 97% of them are 100% certain that man-made carbon emissions are catastrophically changing our climate, and we're reaching a point where the point of no return, meaning we're changing our climate so drastically that we are going to increase sea levels and increase the temperature, and we're significantly going to alter the existence here on Earth from here on out. But Peter, sorry we lost you there, but I was just saying 97% of scientists are pointing that in the direction that, you know, the climate is changing and man is causing it. What say you?
All right, so that's not an accurate figure. You know, it's widely cited. It's all propaganda. It's not 97% of scientists do not agree. That's based on a phony survey where people basically surveyed themselves. This is reported in detail in the Heartland Institute's book, Why Scientists Disagree About Global Warming. They go through, they thoroughly debunk that 97% figure. I'm not criticizing you for citing it because it's so widely cited, but in fact, when you research where that came from, you come up with a ridiculous excuse for a survey.
Well, that was what I was going to ask. I mean, that's what we always hear cited, and I've never actually seen the citation for those 97% of scientists, so I'm glad you cleared that up.
Yeah, so I'll give you a citation. The book is Why Scientists Disagree About Global Warming, and it hunts down exactly where that came from, and it's completely unfounded. And you can get the book still from the Heartland Institute, Why Scientists Disagree About Global Warming, and it documents that. So what I was saying is that from 1350 to 1850, we had what was called Little Ice Age. That was not a time where the Earth was dominated by glaciers. That's like the original ice ages going back hundreds of years ago. Right. But this was not a full ice age, but it was the Earth was about 3 degrees colder than usual. So, you know, those famous pictures of Washington crossing the Delaware in the frosty snow in Christmas, that was 1777. That was during the Little Ice Age. During the Little Ice Age, the harbors in the northern northern hemisphere, in the higher latitudes of the northern hemisphere, all across northern Europe, the rivers would actually freeze. New York Harbor would freeze. London, the famous the river that goes through London, the Seine River in Paris. They would freeze over during the winter so solidly that they actually would hold winter fairs in the river on the ice. Now what is happening here is that amateur astronomers have been recorded what was going on with the sun during this time. And that was a time of dramatic reduction in sunspots. Sunspots reflect solar activity that actually warms the Earth. But during the period of the Little Ice Age, you had a dramatic reduction in the sunspots. And this is documented historical evidence. What's happened is that recently, and even NASA recognizes this now, which has been a fount of global warming hysteria, particularly under President Obama, that the sunspots have begun to show the same patterns of disappearing in recent sunspot cycles that they did during the Little Ice Age. On the basis of that, there are some scientists around the world who are predicting that we are entering another Little Ice Age and that global temperatures are actually going to cool in coming years. And now, in fact, the U.S. government maintains these satellites that measure the global atmospheric temperature, Those satellites document that actually global warming stopped 20 years ago. You won't read this in the New York Times because the New York Times lies to you about this all the time. You won't read this in the Washington Post because the Washington Post is in on the story. But the thing is, the U.S. satellites, the official record of the U.S. satellites show that global warming stopped 20 years ago. In the literature, they talk about this, and they call it the pause. Scientific literature, they call it the pause. But if we really are entering into another little ice age, this is going to be much longer than a pause. This would be hundreds of years that we would that the Earth would actually be cooling. And from the late 1940s to the late 1970s, the Earth was having a cooling trend. That's due to the ocean cycles. So the temperature actually of the Earth actually does not follow carbon dioxide.
Wow. Peter, I gotta interrupt here. We only got a couple seconds left here, but so basically what you're saying is we were cooling, we were warming, and now we're cooling again.
That's right. And those are natural cycles that every 20, 30 years the Earth flips, and so the global temperatures follow these natural cycles. They do not follow carbon dioxide emissions. So argument that the Democrats are making.
Peter, I gotta interrupt you here. We gotta get going. That's Peter Ferrara with the Heartland Institute, senior policy advisor there. Thanks for joining us, Peter. Earth's getting cooler, folks.
Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365, upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines, and do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store it to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to greatlakesjc.org. That's greatlakesjc.org. greatlakesjc.org.